Chapter 1. The Mirror. There is a very special mirror in a very innocuous place. It is in fact a dressing room mirror in a department store in the Chattanooga area mall. It sits at the end of the hallway of dressing rooms with two other mirrors designed to let someone look at all sides of the outfit they're trying on. Alec McGuinness, the owner of the department store, is fond of the mirror. That's because it seemed like when he installed the mirror, to replace the one broken by a particularly hideous pair of neon tiger print leather pants, people started buying more outfits. If he didn't know better, and he didn't, he'd have said that just about everyone who examines themselves in the mirror with their new outfit will go on to buy it, and perhaps even a second or third set of new clothes. And he'd be right, even if he didn't know it. That's because when one looks into this mirror, you see yourself as dashing, handsome, or pretty. If you were already handsome or pretty, you look dashing, and if you were dashing but not handsome or pretty, you became one of those things. In the mirror, anyway. You see, there are many mirrors in the world, but none of them are perfect. Some, many of them, bathroom mirrors in homes everywhere, show you at your worst. The lighting always seems harsh, and the blemishes in your skin stand out, no matter what you do. These being a low sort of mirror, they tend to propagate. Some mirrors show you who you really are. That is, even the unpleasant parts of your personality that you've managed to hide from yourself. These are pretty common in the sort of motel that charges by the hour. Some show you a self that might have been possible in the past, or could even still be possible. But the mirror in McGuinness's fine clothing showed you at your very best. It showed you a who you would be afraid to ask for a date, because you're so much cooler than you. Well, the mirror you is way cooler, that is. You were suave, or seductive, or charming, or James Dean, but not quite as dead. The you in the mirror is the type of you who picture yourself out at parties, being the centre of attention, but not in a way that makes one look foolish. This particular attribute of the mirror can definitely be said to have helped McGuinness's business in a big way. Due to the fabulous effect of the mirror on a person, there is a tasteful sign taped to the top that says, "Please limit mirror time to 3 minutes. Thanks. Mudgement." Next to Levin was the security guard employed by McGuinness to make sure people who walked down the little hallway, lined with dressing rooms, came back with the same number of shirts they went into a room with, or at the very least have not gone into a dressing room rather trim and with armloads of clothes and coming out rather portly. This happened more often than one might think. Dexter blamed the mirror. He'd always thought it was a strange sort of mirror, and maybe even a little bit fey. Unlike McGuinness, Dexter was right. When Dexter was at work, he'd watch the monitors of other parts of the store with only half an eye on the TV that showed the little hallway ending at the three mirrors. It made him queasy to pay any closer attention than half, because when he looked too closely at the mirror on the right, our special mirror seemed to be reflecting a doorway that wasn't there. When he mentioned this to McGuinness, the large, graying businessman squinted at the monitor and said, "Nonsense. You're just making sure no one's stealing anything. And that's your job, not making up ridiculous stories about magic mirrors." He then walked away and went out onto the sales floor to persuade new customers to try on clothes and check them out in the mirror. McGuinness was practical, and if people wanted to buy clothes when they looked in that mirror and he didn't find any reason to muck about with the order of things, we shall have to forgive him the minor evil of convincing people that elastic shorts went great with the sweater, because he didn't really know any better. The mirror didn't care what you were wearing, because when you got to be the type of person you saw in the mirror, what you were wearing was hardly a consideration anymore.